The thing about northern Maine around this time of year is that it's really cold. But every December, thousands of people run a marathon up there. They face freezing temperatures, dress up in costumes, and drink whiskey shots. As you might imagine, it's not just about the race. The runners are also there to help one small town rebound from economic devastation. Reporter Grace Benninghoff takes us there.
It's 18 degrees, and Millinocket is filled with people. Runners jog up and down the street to warm up their legs, even as icicles form on their beards and ponytails. They're here to race up a slick logging road and then back through town. The money that thousands of racers bring, whether through registration donations, fundraisers, or the dollars they spend at local businesses, all stays here, in a town that was rocked by the closure of its largest employer, a paper mill, in 2014.
It was devastating. And the town, you know, we've been trying to find business to come in ever since.
That's Trina Vasnes, who worked at the Great Northern Paper Company for 20 years. While the 3,200 runners this year bring hope, they also have a lot to love about the race. Ben Johnson is running dressed as a beekeeper, and his friends came as bees. He's from a town about an hour away.
Cookie Hill is my favorite. The cookies right at like mile 11 and a half, the top of a hill. Other costumes, there was a flock of deer somewhere. A whole bunch of people in deer onesies. That was a lot of fun.
The temperature inches closer to 20 degrees as the 10 a.m. start time nears.
To your starting position.
A mass of runners line up behind the starting line, between a logging truck and a log loader. Music blares, a gun fires, and they're off. Downtown Millinocket used to be about this busy every weekend. In the mill's heyday, about 7,500 people lived in town. Now, the population is just over 4,000.
You have Muthish, you have Bowling Alley, you have stores where you can buy clothes in, right, instead of the Family Dollar.
The Great Northern Paper Company was one of the largest paper mills in the country, and the town's economy relied on it. Scott Moscone worked at the mill for 27 years.
It was depressing. I mean, everybody's house was up for sales. It was just like the rats leaving the ship. Everybody just bailed out of here, you know.
Gary Allen lives a few hours from Millinocket. After thousands of people lost their jobs, he knew the town needed a spark.
I felt like I would try to do something to help because ultimately they're our neighbors. So I showed up with an idea, a very simple idea, that I and any friends I could attract would run around Millinocket for, you know, 13.1 or 26.2 miles and spend money in town.
And the spark ignited something. That first year, there were 52 runners. The following year, 600 showed up. Now, it's a Boston Marathon qualifying race, and thousands participate every year.
Nobody but a crazy person would ever think this would work, that we're going to hold a marathon in frigid northern Maine in December, where the temperatures are regularly below zero, and that this many people would show up.
Locals are still worried about the fate of Millinocket. And while one weekend may not be enough to transform the economy, it brings something else.
The town's kind of like it used to be with a lot of people in it. Seeing the streets full of people is pretty awesome again. Reminds me of the old days.
Whether runners are qualifying for Boston or walking the race with friends, the event has brought a spark back to Millinocket. Until next December. For NPR News, I'm Grace Benninghoff.